one looks nice.
Nice won't cut it, Deez. This is the annual invention convention. I got a dress for success.
Look at my sock hat!
I'm off to work, Kira. Pick up my Adderley pills.
I don't got no head.
Guys, we're supposed to be dressing Reptar up so he can be sneaky when he goes to trap Robo Snail.
Let's dress him in love diapers.
Okay, what do you think?
It's fine.
Fine? Don't hold back, Dee Dee. I'm a grown man. Give it to me straight.
Well, it's those new shoes. They just don't go.
I knew it! The shoes don't go. What am I gonna do? Deez, those shoes don't belong on human feet.
Don't lock yourself in the bathroom. Again.
Daddy's shoes don't go?
I thought shoes are supposed to go.
Or you don't get to the wares.
Yeah, Tommy. Whenever I move my feet, my shoes come too. Usually.
Of course shoes go. They got to go.
Unless... those shoes is different. Maybe your daddy's mad because he got the only shoes that don't want to go.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Shoes is just shoes.
Oh, Kimmy's just being silly.
I'm not.
Look, Kimmy, I'll put the shoes on to make them go, and then you'll see they're just shoes.
See? They don't go.
I wanted them to go, then I was trying, but it was like they was pulling me down.
Those shoesies don't want to go, even a little.
That's not what's happening. I want to help my daddy more than anybody, but shoes is just shoes, huh, Chucky?
I guess. Most shoes is just shoes. Not them.
But shoes don't do stuff.
Tommy, you don't even wear shoes. What do you know about them?
Spike, don't wreck my daddy's diaper.
Hey, when doggies are new, you got to teach them things. Maybe the shoes don't go because they're new and they don't know how to yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's unsensible to me.
Don't get too close, Kimmy.
She's so brave.
Okay, shoes. First thing I want you to do is stay.
So far, so good.
Those shoes are good listeners.
Nice.
Shh! Don't detract them.
Come and get the socky.
Shoesies like socksies. That's not gonna work, Lillian. You need your red sock.
Hey! Shoes!
I think they moved a little.
Guys, those shoes aren't going nowhere.
That's why we're fixing them.
But they're not broke.
Then why don't your daddy like them?
I don't know, but there got to be a reason.
Deez, those shoes don't belong on human feet.
Now I get it.
Spiky don't look happy.
But my daddy said they don't belong on human feet.
And Spiky's not a human, right? He don't like those shoes.
There they are. Spike had them, honey. What was I thinking?
Are the kids okay?
Yeah, fine. Deez, we may have to accessorize.
Okay, my daddy got rid of their shoes. Now we can send Reptar off on his mission.
Yeah. Okay.
Find Rubble Snail, Reptar.
Snail. And I can't tell Reptar's Reptar because of all those clothes he got on him.
Now we're tricking Robo Snail.
Yeah! I still think those shoes moved a little.
Oh, they... Oh! Ah! Ah! Turn him off! Turn him off!
What the hell?
here?
I don't know.
Well, they're gone again.
They learned too good.
Come on, you think those shoes walked over here all by themselves?
Hey, guys, don't you start doing stuff, okay?
I'll take care of this. So long, shoes, for never and never.
Where are the shoesies, Tommy?
I put them in a place where nothing ever comes back.
Oh, wow. Did they put up a fight?
Not so much.
They was afraid to.
How's a you, Tommy?
Well, now we never have to think about them no more. Come on, Reptar. We got us a snail to catch.
I can't believe Stu was saving these. Oh, well, another donation to the thrift shop. If they'll take them. His new shoes? Oh, that man gets so emotional.
Yay! Reptar's taking Robo Snail to snail jail!
Hurry, Reptar, hurry!
Not that way, Reptar!
Reptar! The snail is back there, you kookamonkey!
They don't look too happy about it.
Hi, kids. Having fun?
Stu, give the shoes a try with the other suit.
It's hopeless!
I don't think I like those shoes.
If I was a shoe, they wouldn't be my friend.
But there's got to be an explanation.
Yeah, the shoes are trying to get us.
Oh, can't we just forget the shoes and have Reptar save the world? Chucky, you don't believe this stuff, do you?
Not so much.
Hey, why'd you take off your shoes?
No special reason.
Where are they?
Over there? Under that book.
This isn't gonna work. Oh. These shoes are squeaking! Just listen to them!
He's making them go. He sure don't want to.
He's just gonna make them matter.
Grown-ups never heard.
Why did I ever buy these things? These are the worst shoes ever!
Some things are just no good.
Get Reptar. Maybe he can save us from the shoes.
Fine. Reptar don't have to save us, because shoes can't hurt nobody.
Ow, 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 ow. What's going on with these shoes? This is torture.
Oh, no.
It's those shoesies.
They don't like your daddy.
But I like my daddy.
These are going back to the mall tomorrow.
Take a look.
Yeah, you look. Good idea, Tommy.
They're just sitting there.
Waiting.
Maybe they don't know where we went it to.
Or maybe they're asleep.
That's what they want you to think.
I never liked shoes. Never, ever.
Pull yourself forever.
We can't let no shoes hurt my daddy.
Well, what's we supposed to do, Tommy? How are we gonna hide, Tommy? What can a bunch of little old babies do against something like shoes?
We don't hide, Chucky. Not no more.
But how are we gonna stop something so unstoppable?
We make a trap.
Okay. Ready? Get set. Go!
Okay, Deeds. Who's the man?
Stu, the children.
Oh, boy.
Thank goodness they're all right, but what on earth is that?
I think I don't have to worry about these shoes anymore.
Ew!
You know, Deeds, this tie is choking me a little. This dehydrated marshmallow delicious. It also gives you 2% of your recommended daily allowance of riboflavin. I'll clean that up.
Hey, you guys, what do you suppose Dilly and Spike thinks about?
Donuts out of this world.
Mr. Star, my dog Spike got out this morning, and I want him to come back.
Right away, so we can better, better hug you.
And he'll wag his tail.
And lick us all over, please.
And he'll know we miss him.
Babies. Listen to the doll, please.
Don't worry. We just got to give the star some time.
Hey, Deed, bringing the kids to watch the falling stars tonight was a great idea. It sure seems to have taken their mind off Spike.
Huh? Look up there. It makes you feel anything is possible. Huh, Sprout? Falling stars.
This is kind of important. It's about the stars. They're gonna fall!
How can we wish on stars that are falling?
You can't. I guess your wishes just won't come true.
But no wishes means no Spike. We got to go find out why the stars is falling.
How are you gonna do that?
They're kind of high up, for now.
Well, we got our maps, and our planets, and my light maker. Come on, everybody, to outside space!
Don't believe anything.
Crew, prepare to blast off!
I know why they call it diaper space.
Hold on! Stars! I knew we could find them!
We better hurry! They could fall any second!
Can't
Davy and me will go out to the planet first to find out where the stars is falling. You guys stay in here in case we need rescuing. To the pod! Scared, Kiwi.
I'm not. I know we gotta do this for all of humanity.
Oh, still chasing stars?
I'm the big space boss, and I want the stars to fall.
Goodbye, foolish babies! I'm off to the dark side!
I don't know, Kimmy. The stars are falling. There's no way out. This couldn't get any worse, though.
Honey? The walls are pushing together, and we're gonna be crushed like little wormsies.
Okay, that's for sir.
Sometimes it can lead you to your friends.
I guess that means I got to try talking to Chucky.
Hurry!
Somebody's talking on my insides.
Don't be ashamed, Dad.
Just burp.
Chucky, this is Tommy. We need your help real bad.
No, it sounds like Tommy. We need to rescue them.
I guess we got to fly down to the planet, huh?
Well, I never drove a bobby ship before, but... a space baby's gotta do what a space baby's gotta do. Okay, on three, run!
Never mind.
The big space boss has gone to the dark slide.
Star bright, star bright. First star that falls tonight.
Hold it right there.
Well, looky here. If it isn't Tommy and the teeny-weeny mommy ship crew.
So it was you behind this the whole time.
Yes, I was making the stars fall so no babies could have any wishes.
Big Space Bus, you're really mean.
You and me?
so different.
What are you saying?
We're lots closer than you ever thought, Tommy Pickles. I am your cousin. No!
Thanks for my spiky!